Well, we always had a plan to build, like, take something on that was derelict and almost a non-starter, because everybody was like, "You're crazy. It's in the middle of nowhere, no one's going to come up." And I just always had this firm belief and instinct that it would be a brilliant venue for a cafe, as have many other people. But I don't know, we just decided we were going to really, really go for it. And it took us a very long time to secure the building. And then when we finally got it, we thought, right, we need to have some sort of plan to build it up and then pass it on while there was still a really decent amount of time left on the lease, so the next people could take it to the next level. So 2025 always seemed like the right time because of all these key sort of dates that we have in our family, like my 50th or 20th wedding anniversary, my daughter's 18th, all those sort of key moments. So to this year is just the right year, and we want to go while it's brilliant and we still absolutely love it and we enjoy being here, because I don't ever want to get to a point where I feel like I just want to leave and we're resentful of it or anything. And so I think now is just a good time, really.
And of course, the news is, of course, that it's still open for business as usual during this process. But if I can take you back to 2019, you took it over, you say it was virtually derelict, and that's probably an understatement. You virtually had to start from scratch, and it was yourself and Ben that did all the work. That is the key point.
I mean, it was derelict. Definitely, there wasn't a light switch in the place. The floors had all been taken up. This strange render had been put on the building that was just dangerous. We had to get all that taken off. There was, the no toilet, no light fitted. There was literally nothing there at all. So we took it on with a small budget, and we thought, right, we'll do this with cash flow. We'll get a small section built up, open a little bit of a cafe, and then build it up, and then do a bit more and a bit more. And then COVID came, and obviously everything just closed down. And it meant that we had a decision to make whether to, just close down the building site and start again after COVID, or just put everything in that we had and open it up when the lockdown measures all lifted. So we decided to do that, and we literally did everything with the help of some really great friends who were, proper electricians and plumbers who could come in and do the final fixes. So Ben learned how to put up cable trays, all that sort of stuff. We laid floorboards, and some great friends of ours who are builders came and just showed us how to do the basic sort of work. And then we went from there. And then when the COVID restrictions opened up, we literally thought, right, now's the time to go. My really good friend Helen popped up to the cafe one day on a walk up Snaefell, and she said to me, "Vicky, I've resigned from my job and I'm coming to work for you." And that was the journey with Helen, and she's been with us ever since, and she's totally on board with our plan as well. So you always need a plan.
You always do, and I'll ask you about that in a moment. But the story is, of course, you took this on at 2019. You've built it from scratch. You took it through the COVID period, and you've developed a business at a time when the hospitality trade has been in serious decline and struggling. It's been an incredible story, and of course, you must be very proud of what you've achieved.
I mean, it has been very difficult, and it is a different. It's difficult for people. It's difficult for the hospitality sector at the moment, but very much so. And it would be lovely if we had a few more tourists, and our local population are very good at coming out and supporting local businesses, but we do appreciate that it is becoming expensive for them as well. So we kind of have to keep our costs as low as we possibly can, but also make it profitable. And the thing that we have that has helped us to ride this wave, I suppose, is that we are very much on the tourist trail, being right on top of the mountain where the TT, the longest viewing point of the TT race course. We've got the magical mountain railways coming up past us. They're just brilliant. Bring loads of tourists up to us, and it means we can somehow weather the storm. And because we make all of our food from scratch, it means that there's always jobs to do. So if there's a quiet time, we can think, right, let's get people working on food prep for Manx Grand Prix now, for example. So we kind of mitigate those sort of storms by doing those out of the box thinking, I think. And also there's three income streams at the cafe. We've got our hospitality and private events, then we've got the cafe, and then we've also got our shop. So we've got these three strands that try and help mitigate those times that are a bit more challenging. So it's made it a bit better.
So what about Vicky and Ben Quirk now, moving to Pastures New? Any ideas where that will take you?
Well, Ben's looking at the building sector. He wants to do something in construction because we just love doing the renovation of the cafe. I mean, we both threw ourselves into it and it was just wonderful. And I think Ben would like to do something along those lines, maybe not quite so big, but definitely something. And then we've bought a field, 2.77 acres, and I just want to grow cabbages, I think, and and skip around a field and just enjoy, you know, just a different, slower paced way of life.
And if anybody is listening who may be interested, of course, in the cafe, what advice would you have for somebody taking over what is quite a unique business in many ways?
What advice? My goodness. I think you need to enjoy hospitality. And I think that's something that I've always done. I was thinking just before when I was popping down to do the tills, I was thinking, you know, in my family, we've been in hospitality for literally generations. My great-great uncle, for example, headed off just before the First World War to Canada on a ship with a pie press to open up a cafe. He had this dream of opening up a cafe in Canada, and he did do that. So, I mean, this is like 120 years ago. And then on my dad's side, my granny was a baker in Christie's Bakery in Ramsey. So we've always had that sort of constant back chatter in our backgrounds about food and drink and hospitality. And then, of course, on Ben's side, you know, they had
the Crescent
down. So I think it's always been in our family blood, and I think you have to be hard working, but it's a different type of hard work because it's a really enjoyable sort of hard work if you throw yourself into it and just enjoy being around people and having fun. And I think what I really love about it and what I'll really miss is working with all the young students. They're just magical to be around, and they keep you young, and everyone's like, oh, it must be so difficult working with students, and they don't turn up or they turn in hungover or whatever. And I'm like, they're not at all like that. They're brilliant, and they totally keep us on our toes, and they're the people that I will miss the most. And it's been wonderful watching them all grow up and head off to university and go traveling, and they always come back and do a few shifts here and there. So yeah, I think it's just hospitality is about enjoyment and trying to always hard, and it always has been hard, and it's particularly hard at the moment. But there's, you know, AI is not going to take over our sector.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.